Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you. Of course, I can't really see you, but it's good to know you're out there. It's dark out there. We have a great thing this morning. I am just so excited about this. We've been kind of looking forward to it for the last month or so. Chris wrote a book. Chris Sorrow, who is a member of our church here, wrote a book. He's been working on it for a long time. He's going to describe this in a few minutes, but as I read the book, I'm really not much into reading books that aren't specifically, Christian oriented. But because I know Chris and I know how hard he's worked, I was looking forward to reading it. And this book made me angry at first. And maybe you can remember a couple months ago, I did a message about the boot camp that they were in and how that just, I wanted to rip their face off, It made me really angry. But as the rest of the book, I cried several times. It broke my heart. It broke my heart. And then there's hope at the end of the book. And I'll tell you what, I strongly encourage every one of you to buy this book today. It's here, and it's cheap. It's the cheapest you'll find it anywhere. We wanted you to have one. So, and Chris is here to sign the books for you. And why don't we just welcome Chris as he comes. Chris, come on up.
I just want to say it's an honor to be here on a day that you're on, that we're honoring veterans. And I wanted to introduce a couple guests that we have here today. In the back by that booth in the back is one of the members of the Minnesota Twins platoon. His name is Jeff Barnes. And just to tell you just a little bit about him, he's served in Vietnam in 1968. And due to his quick thinking, there's at least one Vietnamese person that's alive today that wouldn't otherwise have been alive. He was stationed a lot on the DMZ. That's the demarcation line between North and South Vietnam. And during much of his tour of duty, he actually looked across and seen the enemy soldiers. And he had to stay in bunkers that were about five times as big as bunkers that you would normally see. And on one occasion, he actually got a small piece of shrapnel in his forehead, and the corpsman insisted that he be taken back and be checked out. And kind of resisted at first. They put him in a Jeep, drove him just a short distance away, and then he insisted that they stop and let him out, and he pulled a little piece of shrapnel out and went back to his position. So that's the kind of individual he is. And then way back in the corner behind the books is Lady Diane Finneman, and she's actually the sister of Skip Schmidt, who's one of the members of the Twins platoon that's written about in the book. And he is without a doubt probably one of the bravest Marines you'll ever read about. And his story is in there. Maybe I'd like to start out by telling you a little bit about the book. Oh, yeah. Okay. And then back there's a picture on the wall. It's a sketch. And that's another member of the Twins platoon. He came back from Vietnam and went into the basement of his mother's home. And for 3 months, he worked on that sketch. For him, it was kind of therapy. And then when he got done, he threw it out, but one of his brothers retrieved it. And then within 2 years of being back from Vietnam, he developed type 2 diabetes, which was a real shock because there wasn't any diabetes in the history of his family. And we know today that it was, it's attributed to exposure to Agent Orange. And his health deteriorated, well, from that point on. And a couple of years ago, he passed away. He suffered quite a bit towards the end. They had to amputate his legs. He started going blind and couldn't hold on to things. But anyhow, that sketch he drew was discovered by the art world, and the original is in the National Vietnam Veterans Art Museum, tours the country from time to time. And it's written about in the book, but that's the actual full-size print, and it's really something to see. So that's hanging back there for everybody to look at. What the book is about, it's the true story of a group of young men that were sworn into the Marine Corps on June 28, 1967 at a Minnesota Twins baseball game. And the book details what happened to them after they got cheered off the ball field. It follows them through their Marine Corps training, then overseas to Vietnam, what happened to them over there. And then it tells what happened to them when they came back. And just so people know, the book isn't about me. I'm in there in a little part, but it's about that whole platoon of guys. And the book is very accurate. It took 15 years to research and write, and I spent about 40 hours a week on it. So just so you know, it wasn't like a hit and miss deal. There's a lot of hours into it. In 1998, I estimated I had about 17,000 hours into it and just kind of stopped counting after that. Since the book came out, it has gotten some great endorsements, and it's been reviewed. I want you to know it's very accurate. It's been reviewed by experts, and they all give it the thumbs up. And also, I want you to know it involves all the branches of service. Even though it's a Marine Corps book, there are stories in there about the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force. And again, because it's a true story, you'll read how a lot of the Marine Corps victories would never have been possible if it hadn't been for the support of the other branches of service. Also, when you read the book, you're going to find that it's a cross-section of America. And I think people are going to be really surprised when they start reading the book and they find out they're reading about their friends, their neighbors, former high school classmates, employers, congregation members. So I think once you read the book, you'll find it hits pretty close to home. The book preserves an important part of our history, and I think it's an ideal book for teaching people about the Vietnam War, or any war for that matter. And the battle scenes are toned down, but they're not sugar-coated. And the book is made so that it can be read by the young. Also, I want you to know, too, it's not just a guy's book. And you don't have to be a military expert to read it. People of all ages are reading this. I know it as a fact, from age 13 to over 80. And there's a lot of women reading the book also. And it takes the reader to ground zero. It actually puts you right in the shoes of the of the veterans and that of their families. And I think after reading the book, people will understand better why veterans don't talk about their experiences, and especially so in the case of Vietnam. The book does deal with a very important part of our country's history, the Vietnam War, and it's a war that's not over. It lives on in the hearts and minds of millions of Americans, and it will continue to shape our country's future for years to come. Also wanted to share with you today, you know, what made me write the book and why I wanted to write the book. All my life I had, you know, been taught about God in one way or another, and I had a religious upbringing. And when we got in boot camp, one of the first things the drill instructors made us do is we had to read this big sign that hung down in front of the receiving barracks. And it was the recruit's creed, and it said, to be a Marine, you have to believe in yourself, your fellow Marine, your Corps, your country, and your God. And on our money, it says, in God we trust. And on all our political offices and our judicial offices, when people are sworn into office, they have to take an oath that says, so help me God. But for me, there was really nothing personal about God until October of 1984, and that's when I had my first real religious experience. And I write about it in the book in a chapter called One Nation Under God. In 1984, the idea also came to write a book about what happened to the Minnesota Twins platoon. But when I thought about what that would entail, it just seemed that it was too massive of an undertaking, and I just dismissed the idea. But over the years, that idea became a calling, and I became more and more inspired to do it. And then in 1990, I actually, in July, went out and conducted the first interview. And then after that, there was no turning back. And I was continually motivated by how everything kept falling into place. Whether it was searching for missing documents or missing witnesses, everything I needed to complete this manuscript was always provided. And that's never stopped to this very day. There's some things that I'm hoping people will get out of reading the book, and I think they will. I think the book will help people understand the true cross to freedom. And I think people are going to have a better understanding of the Vietnam War and what our Vietnam veterans experienced. And I think people will learn how to better support our troops and their families when we send them off into combat. And I think this is particularly important today with all that's going on in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other troubled places of the world. And it's so easy to forget our troops. You know, they're out of sight and we don't see them. But I'm going to give you an example of how important it is not to forget them. And I'm going to read to you just part of a letter I received from a Vietnam veteran who was in the Army. After he had read the book, he sent me a letter, and in the letter he wrote, and this is, I'm quoting him exactly, "While I was in Vietnam, I got one or two letters from a couple of neighborhood guys that I hung around with. I always wondered why the others couldn't take a few minutes and let me know what was going on back home. I still hold that against them to this very day." And then he goes on in his letter and he explains how one friend did write to him from time to time and met him when he came back and took him out one night and bought him a few drinks at a bar. And he said that that gesture was so important to him that he's going to leave something to that fellow in his will. I think by reading the book, people are going to better understand what's in the hearts and the minds of the veterans returning from service. And they'll better understand the kind of sacrifices that they have to make to carry out the missions that we send them out to do. The book does detail some rather grim things because this was a very grim period in our country's history. But I do believe a lot of good things are going to come from reading this book. And I believe that the book is going to bring people a lot of comfort and a lot of hope. So.
Thank you, Chris. I am so glad that Chris wrote the book. I'm glad I read the book. The main theme that came out to me loud and clear in this book was the fact that freedom is not free. And I encourage every one of you after the service to get a book. I don't do this because Chris needs to sell more books. Chris is doing just fine. I do this because I wish every American would read this book. I do. I wish that we would all understand the point that freedom is not free.